Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, the 17th Paralympic Games start in Paris today with a 35-strong team representing Ireland. And Jason Smith, world's fastest Paralympian, and Martin Gordon, a Paralympic cyclist who's racing for Ireland, are both with me on the line today. Jason, this is, am I right in saying this is your first time not racing? You're not competing this year?
It is, yes. I was at the past 4 Paralympic Games. My first one was in Beijing in 2008, and just retired a year and a half ago. So, yeah, first Games not as an athlete, and here at the Games in Paris at the minute, and really looking forward to them.
Yeah, you're working there, though, really, Jason, too, aren't you? We'll just try and reconnect with Jason. Just bear with us for a moment. Martin Gordon is on the line. Martin, good afternoon.
Bonjour de Paris, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad, Martin, at all. How are you feeling about
good
the Paralympics? Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's look. It's we're finally about to kick off. It's how quickly 3 years goes by. But yeah, we're here. We're ready. We're yeah, it's just an incredible feeling that all of a sudden it's go time.
It's not your first rodeo.
Yeah, it's not my first rodeo. I was in Tokyo 3 years ago, the delayed games, and here we are now again 3 years later in Paris. So yeah, it was interesting 3 years. A lot of work went into it.
How are you feeling? Like, how, you know, compared to the previous games, how are you set for this physically, mentally?
Physically and mentally, all the preparation is very much the same. You're not going to reinvent the wheel, no pun intended there from a cyclist, I do apologise. But it's a completely different games because we're here in the village moving around with 4,500 other athletes. We are not restricted by COVID. We are going to have full arenas. There's over 2 million tickets sold for the games. The French and the whole world are getting behind it. So it's going to be a completely different experience, and it has been so far. So it's for a second time round, it feels like you're doing it for the first time in many respects.
Yeah. Do you know when you're competing?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow
afternoon. But my main event will be on Sunday morning in the 1 kilometre time trial on the track. Tomorrow is the 4 kilometre, which as a sprinter, that is not one of my strong events. It's not one that I would be anyway competitive at. Mm. But we only have one sprint event. There's 2 sprint events on the track in paracycling. The mat sprint is not in the games for whatever reasons. But anyway, the powers that be made that decision. So we have the 1 kilometre time trial on Sunday, and that is where we hope to find our success.
Yeah, great. You're feeling confident?
Things are going well. Training's going well. Work is, you know, everything has been going as we wanted to. Look, there have been hiccups, but we just deal with those.
Yeah. Is it harder, you know, as like you go from one games in Tokyo, we'll say, and now Paris, is it more difficult? I don't want to say as the years go on, Martin, but even just in terms of, you know, getting yourself games ready and prepped and fit, and then physically getting yourself back out, you know, on the court again,
The longer you're doing it, I think the more challenges that you'll experience, some old and some new. Some of my physical challenges have been in the last 3 years, breaking a toe, having abdominal surgery, having eye surgery. So there's definitely been setbacks that kind of, you're going so well and all of a sudden something pops up to try to push you back, and then you're kind of reaching into the resilience doors. The longer you're doing it, the more challenges you will face. And it's experience then shows you how to manage it, how to deal with it and come out the right side of it. Qualifying for one game is hard. Qualifying for a second game is equally as hard. And then being ready is you try to be ready for every single race. And of course, this is the biggest of them all.
Yeah. Jason, you're listening to Martin talk there. Like, is it hard? Is retirement hard when it comes to the games kicking off today?
I'm back on here. Yeah. I was certainly listening there to Martin. Very much agree with what he is saying. Like, I just found in later years, definitely your body, it's the recovery piece too. Your body just,
struggles to recover to the same extent, and that definitely brings its challenges. But as you're saying there, then I suppose a different challenge for different people, depending on where they're at, is that transition piece as well. And to be honest, for me, I've sitting here at the games, which is a great place to be, is not in any way want to be out on the track competing, which is probably a sign that it was the right time. And I feel that, to be fair, looking back, I had a really great run out of it and never really, you know, don't look back with any regrets or anything I didn't do. And maybe that's a piece of being content and actually now enjoy watching the likes of Martin there and let him deal with the pressure of having to compete.
Yeah, well, you've a different kind of pressure now. You're a world-class dancer, Jason.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I'm curious, did you keep up the dancing?
I have not. You know what it's like. Other things in life take over.
Yeah, dancing. Of course, Dancing with the Stars. We're talking about. What are your predictions, though, Jason, for the 17th Paralympics and the Irish performance?
I think it's going to be an incredible games. And I came back on the call there when Martin was chatting a little bit, or just around the vibe and feel around being in the village. And for me, it really has that London 2012. Vibe, which was a real move forward for Paralympics, and I think this has that same ability to do so. It's so close to home. We're on the same time zone, so it means people can watch it, tune in and get invested in people. The coverage is greater than it's ever been before. So for me, it's just got all the recipes to be an incredible Games, and hopefully the team can have a successful one and build on, you know, the momentum and success of the Olympics just last month.
What is the buzz like, Martin? Is there, you know, the opening ceremony, is that taking place today?
Yeah, the opening ceremony is this evening. So I'm not sure how many athletes are going to be there. I know I won't be there. I will be on track in the morning.
Yeah,
so it's a long time on your feet. But there's a really incredible buzz about the Irish House at the moment. We'll be up on our roof terrace later on to see off our athletes and staff who are heading to the ceremony. For those of us who aren't going, we're still part of it, to see them who are going off to it. And even just, I've the balcony doors open here, and there's just a constant buzz of enjoyment, and it's a huge international festival of sport, just like the Olympic Games. But amongst our team, amongst every other team, it's just it really is the sheer level of positivity, excitement, anticipation. It's really just something so special.
That's fantastic. Have you family, friends over with you?
Oh, they're all starting to arrive in this evening.
Yeah, they're making their way from Sligo.
They're coming from Sligo, from Dublin, from Monaghan, from Louth. They're coming from all over.
Brilliant. Well, listen, best of luck, Martin. We'll be rooting for you. Thanks a million for taking the call today. Paralympic cyclist Martin Gordon and Jason Smith as well. Jason, thanks for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.